Japan's population right now is about 126.5 million, give or take. That is obviously very far from being a shortage of Japanese people. Japan indeed vies with Mexico for the last spot in the top 10 of global population by country. But that number is not going up. Indeed, it is already down a few million on its 2008 peak. And the decline is accelerating, spectacularly and somewhat terrifyingly. Less than 5 decades from now, according to the best guesses of Japan's National Institute of Population and Social Security Research, there could be as few as 88 million people living in Japan, a number last seen in the mid-1950s, and perhaps just 53 million by the turn of the 22nd century. Japan currently has the world's lowest fertility rate. Japanese policymakers have been fretting a while at the dwindling quantity of Japanese for whom they will have to make policy. The latest remedy has now been announced by Japan's national government, an allocation of 2 billion yen, about 14 million quid, not a vast sum, but still, part of which will guarantee the efforts of local governments across Japan to expand the artificial intelligence matchmaking schemes that many are already operating. It is not necessary to be the kind of libertarian headbanger who lists Ayn Rand novels as an interest in their Tinder profile, and good luck with that, to wonder if this particular field of human endeavour is really any of the state's business. Although the thought does occur that local councils generally do a more reliable job collecting our bins than many people do selecting romantic partners, so maybe there is something to it. There's a joke about taking out the trash here somewhere, but we're going to rise majestically above it. Anyway, municipal matchmaking is actually quite a big deal in Japan. Around half of Japan's 47 prefectures not only provide their own online dating apparatuses, but organise parties, festivals, and tours that encourage singles to mingle. Rural authorities are especially keen, beset as they are not only by Japan's overall decline in population, but by a flight from the country to the city, disproportionately by young women. It is tantalisingly unclear as we go to air precisely what difference this new funding will make to anything. The official line is that artificial intelligence will be able to analyse the questionnaires submitted by lonely ratepayers with greater sophistication than the human beings presently doing the job. A weird gig for a council employee when you think about it, though getting first pick of the local dating pool must be some compensation. Japan's AI initiative, at the risk of sounding untowardly sceptical, sounds very much like a variation on the pseudo-scientific snake oil peddled by many dating sites, all of whom are, of course, only able to pretend they know what they're doing, because where this kind of thing is concerned, absolutely nobody does. It might be tempting to suggest that Japan's government couldn't do worse by sticking 2 billion yen behind the bar at an assortment of dimly lit hostelries and letting nature take its course. Were it not for the fact that it is far from certain that anyone would turn up. And this right here is the nub of Japan's problem. According to one recent study, roughly 40% of Japanese men aged 18 to 39 were single, ditto 50% of Japanese women, but a sizeable proportion of those proportions appear to have little wish to do anything much about it. Surveys discern a pattern of young Japanese fretting that they couldn't afford a family, that they don't know where they would find the space or the time to raise one, or, increasingly, that for one reason or another, they simply can't be bothered. This is not an issue unique to Japan. A declining birth rate tends to be a byproduct of social and economic advancement, particularly as greater opportunities become available to women. And Japan still has work to do on this front, and one hopes progress yet to make, ranking as it does 121st in the latest World Economic Forum survey of gender equality, in between the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait. An especially rugged view might also hold that declining birth rate doesn't have to be a bad thing, smaller populations self-evidently placing less strain on resources. But it is an especially acute problem for Japan. Japan's people live longer than most on average, and someone will have to care for them during their decades of dotage. Japan is, certainly by the standards of the developed world, inhospitable to immigration. If Japan doesn't start producing Japanese in greater numbers, the Japanese that Japan does have are going to have to get really good at building robot butlers.
Here are your slippers.
For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.